Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Tommy Maguire is dating a 20-year-old influencer named Mishka Silva, and women aren't happy about it. If it's legal, then it's fine. His ex-wife aged out decades ago. I hope that for Valentine's Day, Mishka painted her chest red and wore a bra that looks like this. The thing that's really shocking to most of us is that Tobey Maguire is 50 years old. I still can't believe it's been almost 25 years since the first Spider-Man film came out. That's wild. Up next, how do you know that America is rapidly becoming a Latino nation? When Sad Bunny is the most viewed halftime show of all time. But it isn't just Latin people in America that watched and listened to him sing in Spanish, but people throughout the Latin American world. And he has a huge international following. But then again, maybe the data is misleading because almost half of the Super Bowl watchers tuned out Bad Bunny. Number 3, here's what it's like for your average OnlyFans girl. This one quit her teaching job and tried to get rich through OF, only to be broke after 4 months with only 20 subscribers, and now she's looking for a new job. And now every man who wants to gets to see her starfish for free. AI is almost here and it's going to destroy women's jobs the most, including OF. And it's going to be exciting watching them try and pivot back to traditionalism. Moving on, Mark asked Sarah what her worst breakup was. She said she dated a guy and one day he got up and started running. Chris says it looks like she was force dumped. Looks like that post-nut clarity hit him pretty hard after 6 months. He probably thought he would find chocolate in her box, but all he got was some yeast. It would have been even funnier if her name was Jenny. Force should have kept running away from Jenny instead of towards her. Number 5, looks like Sweden is finally coming to its senses. They made it difficult, if not impossible, for migrants who commit crime to get citizenship. They have to live in the country for 8 years and work to earn $2,200 a month, pass a Swedish language test, and civics exam as well. That's what most countries have been doing forever. How about they do what Japan, Poland, and Hungary did, by eliminating most non-white immigration? Up next, here's the difference between when men need money versus when women need it. The woman seems to have the advantage making her own hours and working as little as possible. Meanwhile, in reality, both of them are just wage slaves. But the woman is a freelancer hoping for money and she, like 99% of women on there, make almost nothing. These days, you can't even be sure it's a woman at the bottom. It could be the guy on the top's side hustle. At least the man working is guaranteed to get some money. Number 7, is this guy the biggest loser in the world? He has the record for the largest credit card collection, yet he has 0 debts. That's nice, but why the hell does he look like his mother still dresses him? His credit is also probably a disaster because the more you apply for cards, the more they have to pull up your credit reports. And the more times that happens, the more it wrecks your rating. I hope bro here understands that he has to use them or they expire. Moving on, actually, the person who paid over $4 million for this messy bed that's considered art is probably an even bigger loser. Then again, he probably just used it as a tax credit to offset his tax owing once he donates it to a gallery or museum. This looks so authentic that I can almost see the wank stains from here. The real loser here, the taxpayer, is an actual artist creating great work that'll never get the recognition it deserves. Number 9, looks like Americans are on the verge of a sextinction, as large numbers, mostly 80 to 90% of men, are going without sex, and Deborah So says that it's because social media is partly to blame. Of course it is. It's raised women's expectations to the moon. Let's also not forget the dating apps. They don't work for the average man, and the overwhelming majority of relationships are made off of them these days. Hookup culture is also to blame, and a bad economy. Up next, India is now the world's most polluted country. But they seem to be okay with that so long as they're the world's fourth largest economy. No wonder so many Jeets are scrambling to come to Canada and Australia so they can breathe the clean air and drink the clean water. But it won't be so clean once they poop it and contaminate it with E. coli. As for India, it's great to know they're number 1 at something that no one can beat them at. Number 11, dear men, this woman says that a lack of money will make you lose a good woman. But I wonder, is this a good woman? No, because if she was, she would be a strong and independent wage slave paying her own way through life. A good woman never values money this much. The best you can hope for is that she's attracted to you physically, not because of your wealth or status. If a woman doesn't like me based on physical chemistry alone, I don't want her. Moving on, is the current generation of men so cowardly that they're afraid of approaching women because of the fear of rejection? Or are they smart because approaching a woman can lead to a Me Too false allegation, and then they become the next victim of women? This is all about the 80-20 rule. If you make yourself attractive to women, then you won't have to approach them. They'll approach you. Also, maybe it's not rejection or me too, but then most guys don't want to get stuck with some run-through OF slut. Number 13, this woman got divorced twice before the age of 30. And now she's giving out marriage advice to women stuck in unhappy relationships. She's probably telling them to leave their partners and being paid for the privilege of doing so, because she's miserable and she loves the company. And she probably paid the Daily Mail to write this tacky article about her as a way to advertise her services. This is like taking flying advice from a pilot who keeps on crashing. OpNext researchers are saying that the IQ of Europeans is dropping due to technology. I'm sure it has nothing to do with flooding the continent with sub-Saharans, Jeets, and Abduls, because after all, most of them are doctors and engineers enriching Europe. It must all be Chinese TikTok's fault. Of course, we know that those so-called researchers will never break down their data based on demographics. According to them, everyone is the same, even with DNA differences. Number 15, would you look at this? Cancer-causing chemicals found in Band-Aids, and a report warns that they can enter the bloodstream through open wounds. You don't hate Kill Gates, then people like him enough. They want you to get cancer so they can end you while making a huge amount of money selling you cancer treatments. The Russian vaccine can't be released quickly enough. Not only do Band-Aids cause cancer, but also immune issues. Maybe this explains the rise of autoimmune conditions. Moving on, Dana says that a good woman still exists, but that her stomach isn't flat and she talks back. That's okay, because I prefer my peace and don't want a woman shaped like a beach ball. High-value males don't want overweight roly-polies that tell them what to do and won't shut up. But lucky for them, cats don't care so long as you feed them. But between a fat woman and the one that won't shut up, I'll take the land whale all the way. Number 17, a study shows that white people are the only ethnic group that are net contributors to the UK economy. This proves that multiculturalism costs the economy cash. Canada also knows all about this and is now poorer per capita than Alabama after flooding the country with enrichment. The most important question is what happens when white people can't sustain the invaders anymore. I would also wager that those from East Asia are also net contributors to the economy as well. OpNext Alexis says that half of America makes less than $35,000 a year, and people need to stop asking why they aren't having kids, buying houses, saving money, etc., etc. She also wonders why corporations are paying their employees such low wages. Simple. It's because women like her are supporting immigrants coming across the border who are willing to work for peanuts, and women like her entered the workplace. Before women worked, a male head of the household could support an entire family. Too many workers equals higher competition and lower wages. Number 19, a prisoner was forced to share a cell with the man who raped his sister, and later he ended him by stomping on his head. And I'm pretty sure that the warden or guards put him in there intentionally. Looks to me like prison officials have the greatest potential to exact justice when the system fails. He probably didn't even have his sentence extended for ending that rapist. But I'm wrong though. He did and received a 24-year sentence because of it. Maybe the prison workers were just creating a lifelong client for their prison. Moving on, here's Margot Robbie without makeup. Doesn't she look absolutely mid here? Either that or chopped. Unfortunately for 80% of male chuds out there, women like this are a fantasy that they'll never have fulfilled. Even though in prehistoric times, most men would have had a woman like her as their Stone Age berry gatherer. She may look sweet, but when she tests and nags you, she's going to be more of a sour berry instead of a sweet one. Number 21, meanwhile in Canada, white people are dying waiting in the emergency rooms, while billions of dollars are going towards paying for the free healthcare system of asylum seekers. The moment they land, they get free full health coverage. More and more Canadians have had enough, and many of them with money are deciding to leave. I'm snowboarding in Florida for a couple months this year, and my quality of life is so much better. I might make my tax residency in Serbia and pay a flat 15% capital gains tax there, instead of the current 23-24% in Canada. Why should I support a government that's replacing me and wasting my tax cash? OpNext, people are wondering why this 27-year-old woman might be in a relationship with 70-year-old Eric Schmidt, the former Google CEO. All the Karens out there need to stop complaining, because this is clearly a case of true love. But seriously, women are attracted to men with money and status more than looks after the age of 25, and he has plenty to spare as a famous billionaire. This proves that men with means never age. Women are done at 35. Number 23, even the billionaires are leaving California. Bezos, one of the Google boys, Musk, and now Zuck. Gavin Newsom is really wrecking the place with high taxation and terrible management. Let's just hope that all the former California crowd don't turn Florida into California politically. Real privilege is having enough money to leave the area that your politic destroyed and move to an area that has the opposite politic. Moving on, people are saying that this isn't just the self-immolation of a country, but actually the murder of it. Actually, no, it's just Toronto, where about 20 to 25% of the metro area is now South Asians, like Indians and Pakistanis. The current Liberal government is seeing things clearly, and they see Canadians fleeing to America, and they're trying to stop the bleeding by saying that Orange Man is bad. But it's not working. Over 100,000 left in the last quarter to the states. People say this graph is fake, but it also includes temporary foreign workers and student visa holders. Number 25 on the last one, it's really hard for a woman to go from doing corn on the left to finding a man to marry with her little African in tow. Living her truth was to be with a black man, but she picked the trust fund chat instead. And just know there's probably numerous black guys between the photo on the left and the photo on the right. This has to be AI generated though, because the baby is way too dark to be hers. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.